Would anyone like to run and scribe?
I can scribe.
Fantastic. What's with the... Oh, that's not... Okay, looked like a sad smiley. It wasn't. Great, thanks, Russell. I guess I'll host then. So first of all, welcome everyone. And we've all signed the contributor agreement here, so let's not repeat that part. Let's see, I need to turn off subtitles also. Here we go. Today is interop week, so we'll go through the interop pull requests, then vocab, then back to interop for issues. Does anyone have any out of the ordinary topics to raise? Nope.
Oh, I guess so, maybe. So there were a few of the issues that we went through 2 weeks ago had to do with status lists, and for some of the other issues we'd resolved to leave comments on Jose Cose, but there were comments also on the status list ones about I always forget Jose.
Jose.
Jose, it is Jose. Yeah, on some of the status list ones, there was comments about Jose Cose, and I'm not sure what the connection is.
Which issue are you referring to here?
Yeah, it's 566, and also 565.
And I'm sorry, is that interop or vocab?
That is interop.
All right.
The issue is about supporting multiple status lists, and there's a comment about changing Jose Cose.
So let me just – so it's this one?
It is 566.
Oh, 66. Okay. So this one here. All right. So you made a comment recently, earlier today. I'm unclear on how Jose Cote repo relates to support for multiple status lists. Is that what we are talking about?
Yeah, that sums it up.
Is that...
Yeah, I mean, just to quickly answer... if we don't have evidence that multiple statuses are well tested or supported within the W3C, then we shouldn't take a dependency on them or listen to them. So more like what I'm saying here is that like we should make sure that that work is benefiting the working group. If there's test updates that we need to do, we should figure out how to make sure that everyone can benefit from them, not just us. So I'd be like opposed to us doing a bunch of work on testing multiple statuses here while the main working group doesn't even have a single test that covers them.
That makes sense. I guess I'm just wondering if Jose Cose is the place for that upstream changes.
So in terms of the test suite for it is a separate repo, and I linked to that separate repo, and
yeah,
that's progressing right now. It's like you write test cases that are interesting. And so one test case that you might write would be, you know, VC secured with SDJWT with multiple credential statuses. And then you would just provide an example of all of that. Or you might do it with regular JWT and not SDJWT, et cetera.
Yeah. I was looking at the Jose Cose test suites repo or something. But you're saying that that would be an appropriate place for status list test changes?
Well, like, I guess there's the status list work item, which needs tests that cover the normative statements. I don't think that's what you're talking about. If you're talking about, I want to be able to verify and validate JSON that's been secured with a JWT or an SDJWT correctly, the VC Jose Cozy test suite repo is the repo that needs a test case for that.
Okay. In this case, I think what I'm talking about is that I want to make sure that, that there is support for multiple status lists rather than that I want to verify Jose Cozy.
Well, I think you mean the same thing because if there's support for multiple statuses, but everyone implements it differently, then it's the same as not having support for it. Right? Like if you put 3 or 4 or 5 statuses on a verifiable credential and you secure it with a JSON Web Token and every verifier comes to a different conclusion, that's failure. Like it doesn't matter whether the JSON data model supports it because businesses will not have any interoperability around validating it. Does that make sense? Like there has to be verification and then there has to be consistent validation.
Yeah.
And if there isn't consistent validation, there's really no point in adding support for the feature, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think I definitely am following you about the need for testing changes and the need for it being upstream so we aren't just doing this thing and in isolation. I guess maybe I'd misunderstood the purpose of the Jose Cozy test suites. I had thought that was something different than our need for supporting multiple status lists.
It's not, in my opinion. Okay. Like you want, I just shared a direct link to an evaluation on status here. And so for this particular implementation, it's saying this URL status is false. Like what does that mean? And if there were multiple URLs here, then you'd have consistent support for multiple statuses because this is on the validation side. It's underneath the validated keyword, which starts on line 32. So you have your credential payload, which is claiming that this is a status that's for suspension. And then you have evaluation of that, which is saying as a validator, I looked at the credential index 0 and the bit was not flipped. And so this is not a suspended credential. You want people to, what you're asking for is an example that's literally the same as this example that I'm pasting, but has 2 entries underneath status. So there'd be 2 separate lists and you probably want to cover revocation and suspension. And then you might want 3 because revocation and suspension are both covered in the core status list spec. Whereas I think your use case, the use case that Mike has talked a lot about is like he wants validators to process, you know, potentially a very large number of statuses all from the same list. And so you would need some expression of that that's going to be processed consistently starting on like line 51. You know, you'd see like a table of statuses or like a series of status entries and you'd want all validators to come to the same conclusion.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for, I guess I had misunderstood the purpose and scope of the Jose Cozy test suites. So, Yeah, I think that does make some sense. I think I do need to look into what's being done in that repo a little more, but that does make sense. Thanks. That covers what I was going to cover.
Good. Thanks for raising that. Let's dive back into the agenda. So we have a single pull request, which is 593 from Isaac. What this does is Isaac fixes, he had some too many details on his export. I think some box he didn't untick as he exported the collection out of post is what I'm guessing. So he removes that in this pull request, and I think it's a great, great addition. And I believe we raise an issue for it? I certainly pinged him about it. Does anyone mind throwing me an approval on 593? So we can merge without... Thanks, Ori. I'll go ahead and pull this in. There we go. Much better. That's it on interop. Switching over to vocab here. And the first one is from me. And it takes away some slash hash references. Apparently I'd overlooked when we updated the UNC fact vocabulary. I do remember updating a lot of them, but clearly not all of them. I think probably because the code lists hadn't been converted at that point yet. So it fixes that. And, these are better term definitions. These are the correct term definitions throughout. Let's see. How many approval? I do have a couple of approvals. Any objections to merging 862? Hearing none. There we go. The last pull request is from Russell. Let's see here. Russell, would you care to introduce 863, please?
Yeah, sure. This addresses a couple pretty long-standing issues. One is that agriculture product has a bunch of crops that should be in product because they're a lot more general than agriculture. So in this PR, it does make that change, and then it changes a whole bunch of examples that... relevant examples. The other change, which is related and very small, is just getting rid of UPC, which I guess is a kind of GTIN, or is GTIN is a better term for that, GTIN 12 or something.
We did. That was an issue we discussed last week, yep.
Yeah, issues. I linked both issues in the PR. Oh, and... maybe this is on me, but there's some sort of issue with, I pasted it. It kind of looked like something about the actions was giving service unavailable. Yeah, it says failed to download action from action URL, after a bunch of tries, service unavailable. So, not sure what that is.
You lost me in that last piece.
Sorry, it has to do with the comment I made, the last comment I made on that PR.
Oh.
What happened is the checks failed. When I looked into why they failed, it looks as though what happened is that the process tried to get this is my interpretation, but I think the process tried to get the action from api.github. It tried a few times, and then it errored out with service unavailable, 503.
Did you try just kicking it and running the action again?
That is a really good point that I did not try. Let me do that, maybe we can come back to it.
Sure.
Because it works for you, so yeah, maybe it is something, hopefully it's something temporary.
And you said it had worked for you as well earlier, right?
No. No, it worked for your PR, but it has, when I tried it, even with multiple, I guess I kind of did try again. I tried an additional commit and it didn't work.
Huh.
But yeah, let me just run it again.
All right, let's continue. Let us know if you can make this work out. And please remind me to come back to it when you're kind of made some conclusions.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Noting that you will be taking notes and fixing a pull request both at the same time. So good luck on that.
It's just a button, but yeah.
All right. So we are going to switch back to interop and look at issues. And here comes the link. And starting from the top is 543. This is assigned to me. Ah, funny. Actually, Ben and I were just discussing this today. That we have a lot of legacy stuff on Discovery. Yeah, I need to kick myself on this. Not that long ago we looked at, well, I guess it is. Notch myself here. I will look into this soon. Moving on, I think we have a similar situation on type 44. Yeah, same thing. Just putting myself on that. Next is 551.
Wait, so on the last one, it's, you feel like it's ready for PR? Like issue 544.
No. So, not necessarily, but it's ready for me to spend some time on it.
Okay. Can you leave a comment or add a label? Or, oh, you
it's absolutely
now. It just says poke. Yeah. I don't know if it's, yeah, if it's not ready for PR, not ready for PR. I just, I'm just looking to see that it will cycle the issues. I didn't even see the poke comment, which I feel like spending an extra 15 seconds might help you get it to the point.
That's an excellent point. I will just note that the reason it hasn't progressed is primarily that I haven't looked at it. But yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about it.
So what does it need to be ready for PR? No, it needs some commentary on the directionality of presentations.
Yeah. It's generally, Christina is pointing at a sentence that is did off. It's a sentence that describes did off, and that's not what we do. So we
don't not do it though. It was supported in previous versions. So concretely on the issue, it should be confirm that the section on did off has been updated or removed. Add a sentence on the directionality of presentations in the case that OAuth presentations or DidAuth presentations are used, right? And if we left a note on the comment on the issue saying something like that, it might get to the point where we could merge it or we raise a PR. Just any comment other than poking yourself.
Sure. Fair enough. Yeah.
And if other folks have a thought, so as based on what I'm saying, you know, briefly discussing it here could cause other people to say, oh, you know, I have a comment, or maybe they want to take a swing at the work.
I did update my comment. Any other thoughts on 544? Okay, let's move on. The next on the list is 551, raised by Chris, signed to Chris, and Chris is not here. Or is he? Does anyone care to comment on 551? Documentation and spec needs updating for scope changes. Yeah. Well, let's just poke Chris. All right. Moving on. 559. Yeah, please. Anyone?
Raise the hand.
I'm sorry. I didn't notice.
No, I did not raise the hand. Okay. It looks like my PR did pass the check this time.
Oh, great. Let's have a look at it. That was 863 here. Indeed, that is green now. I'm happy to approve. Can you explain to me what a PLU identifier is?
Let's see. Is it PLU, not UPC?
Yeah, PLU.
PLU is, I think, it's an agricultural code. Identifying a food product.
That's what I thought. Makes sense.
Which is appropriate for ag product.
Whereas, yes.
Yeah.
We have some folks in the queue. What's the order? Arun, please. Arun, did you raise your hand? Well, Arun, you're muted. Feel free to speak up. All right, I'm going to leave your hand up, Arun. Please don't be shy to inject if you feel like it. Otherwise, let's just move on with the pull request. Can I ask for another approval on 863, please, so we can get that merged in? Maury, I'm going to call you out. Would you mind approving 863? It looks perfectly good to me.
There's a link there. I see it. It looks good to me.
Yeah. Does this, thanks, Ari. Let's merge it in. Russell, does this close all the related issues?
It does. It should. We 278 and 281 should both be closed now.
All right.
I can do that.
Excellent. No, it looks good. You're right.
Yeah.
No, not the latter one. It needs to be closes. I'm just going to close.
Sure.
Great. Nice. All right. So that was our little detour back into vocab land. So let's head back to interop now. We got to 539, which is here. This is from Mahmoud. And it's assigned to Chris. Let's see. This is... Yeah, this is about duplicate JSON strings. What we should do about it. Chris is suggesting throwing a 400. I don't know what my own comment means. That seems a little out of place.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly some kind of 400. I would expect most implementations to maybe 500 initially on something like this. You have to kind of work hard to produce JSON that has multiple keys like that. I think 400 is the right answer.
Is this ready for PI? Yeah, it is. All right. Well, good. Let's move on. 562 is next on the list. Remove references to JSON Web Signatures 2020 from Mahmood. Signed to Mahmood as well. Or you have an interesting comment. PR exists 581. Does that mean we've done this?
I think so. We can quickly check by just searching the repo and seeing where do the terms show up. If they only show up in tests, then it's only showing up in the README. So there's a tutorial on agility that still needs to be updated, but that's it. It's only one occurrence.
All right. Great. Perfect. Thanks. That was 599, was it? Yeah, and I forgot to add the link. Let me just make sure we have everything in order here. 562. I'm sorry, that was 562. I apologize. Next one is 453. Here we go. This one. Allow jots in credentials verify.
So in the spirit of trying to be efficient, I think we potentially can do only one jump here. There's open issues under discussion for verifiable credentials version 2 to restrict the requested registered media types to just be SDJWT, and then we would basically not have to support regular JWT. And I think that would be preferred, but that's blocked based on the decision the verifiable credentials working group is going to make. So I would say let's not make any changes until we know how much work we really need to do. And I would go to the verifiable credentials working group and say, we'd really like to only implement SDJWT because implementing JWT is like the same, but doesn't actually give us selector disclosure. So I would say we should try and make sure the upstream specification makes our job easier, or we will have to support all of the formats that it allows. And right now, every time you see a different media type, that is a potential case that our API will need to support.
That I would agree on that. What it seems like Chris is assigned and I wonder what he's planning to do. And it's marked ready for PR. That seems to grind with what you just said.
Well, I mean, we could do it and then we'll just have to make updates if things change in version 2.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, let's, I would prefer CRISP work on other stuff, the other stuff we looked at. But yeah, I agree. Let's just leave this. Any other thoughts on that? Nope. All right. Let's move on.
Wondering if you saw Arun's comment in the chat.
No, I did not. Thank you for raising it.
Yeah, you just ask your questions. If you can't get your mic to work, you can enter them in chat and we'll read them.
Definitely, yeah. Arun, I did try and call you out before. You remained muted, so I think that might still be the problem. Well, Arun, we would love to hear from you. I will continue.
He's probably typing. If we see another message from him, we'll just pause and we'll read it.
Yes, definitely. All right. That was 4:53. So no, no. Right, next one is 4:05. That seems very related, doesn't it? Support for STJWG. So, yeah. Ori, that's assigned to you and it's raised by you. I don't know if there's that much more to say beyond what you just said before.
There is a update for this, which I can share. So we updated the kind of example plugin to use SDJWT by default. Like I mentioned before, there's a proposal to withdraw the non-SDJWT use cases or requested registered media types to keep things simple.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this new example of a SDJWT in the VC Jose Cozy test suite. So there's been progress on the upstream test suite, but again, like I think for us, we should try and drive consensus in the working group towards just support for SDJWT and COSY and dropping support for JWT in addition to SDJWT because they're so close together and regular JWT doesn't have the features. So I will link to that issue also on this one, like I did for
yes. The- so we know where to go and voice our opinion of support. That's excellent. Let's move on. Any other thoughts on 4 or 5? All right. Head over to 584. Automated interrupt testing needs to provide scope values. This is by Chris and assigned to Chris. Are we not provide? So this is our new variable, the client scope variable. I'm not sure I understand what this means. How could it even run without it? Does anyone else understand what Chris is asking for here? Asking himself? I'll just ask him to explain a little more.
I think this may be related to the changes we made in scoping and tests, but I'm not sure what we need to do further.
No, it's clearly the client scope is the new the GS1 Microsoft fix. I'm kind of wondering how could it not be implemented yet? How would the tests work? But maybe I'm just not getting it. Might be negative tests that he wants to check for. Anyway, let's wait for Chris to be around and come back to it. Let's see, that was 584. So we have 582 next there. Mahmoud. Interrupt summary page improvements. Add a column to the provider summary for overall. Use a product offering instead of company names. Any opinions about this? How much of a... I don't know. What is it actually we want to express here? Is it promoting companies or is it promoting interoperability?
The idea was that one company might have multiple implementations. And the focal point should be the implementation, not the company per se.
That's a good point.
So I just, in order to kind of make the changes concrete, would it be acceptable to say like transmute TypeScript or transmute TypeScript and transmute Rust, or, you know, how might we support a scenario where a single company had multiple implementations? I think, you know, we probably would like to show interop across the implementations. So we need like to update the labeling basically. Like even for the case where we only have like each company has only one implementation, we should just make the update now and then it would scale out. Is that kind of thought?
Sure.
All right. Well, does anyone care to volunteer to get assigned to improve the interop overview? But I'm going to ask Mahmoud if he's willing to take this on. Sparks. So 5:30. Oh yeah, this is acknowledgements, just like we have on vocab. I'm surprised we don't have it on interop. So that's pretty clear. Copied over basically from vocab.
Yeah, I don't think there's any difference in the documents. I think they have the same acknowledgements, probably.
I agree.
There's no one who's only contributing to interop, as far as we are aware, right?
No. Can't think of any. GS1? I don't know. Probably not. I think Ready for PR is the appropriate label and Mahmoud is the appropriate owner. So let's move on. 588 is next. Review the Chappie playground and newly added protocols. Ah, yes. I love it. Ari, it's your ticket. Would you care to talk us through this?
Yeah, so there's been updates to Chappie. In particular, OpenID Connect for VCI support. I asked several times various folks who actually implemented support for this, and I couldn't get a sense that anyone had added support for the OpenID Connect piece. So I think there's several kind of related issues on this. The first is if Chappie is worth sort of supporting for us, you know, should we acknowledge in our document that it exists? Should we add references to it? Should we direct implementers to consult the playground, you know, test the experience, et cetera? Those are all things that we could do if we feel like this is, you know, valuable to implementers, particularly in the interoperability profile document. Like, that's exactly the kind of place where you might have some sentences around this kind of thing. Then the other piece is, like, if we don't think that any of this Chappie Playground stuff is relevant to these supply chain-oriented APIs, then we can just close the issue. Given that we've kind of moved away from the data offflows, it seems like we're kind of on track to say that kind of thing. So I wonder for folks on the call, do you feel that Chappie and DidAuth are, like, we should be commenting on them in the interoperability document, or do you think that we shouldn't be commenting on them and we, in fact, should be kind of driving the other direction, talking about non-interactive credential exchange?
And as a question mark. I didn't mean to cue myself. Any comments on this? Any thoughts on direction?
Well, do we just want to add a sentence in there that says the traceability API is focused around non-human interaction? There are these other standards that can be used in other situations. And not to them, or I don't know. I'd be tempted just to, I'm kind of worried about intermingling standards of, like, adding dependencies on other places.
Yeah, I agree with that comment. I think the challenge here is that the Chappie experience is better right now than any other way of interacting with websites to move credentials around. So it sort of feels wrong to me to say we don't like it, but we don't have a better thing to do. It's fine to say this is the best that we can do right now and we don't like it, in my opinion. But that's just the feelings that I have having watched Chappie be around for a very long time and OpenID Connect still hasn't actually created a better experience.
All right. Any other thoughts on 588? Okay. Just noting that apparently Rune is and Karan are unable to unmute. So we're looking forward to your questions on the chat, Arun. I wonder why that is. It seems a little odd. The rest of us don't have that issue.
You might try joining with the Chrome web browser. I'm not sure which web browser you're using, but I would try Chrome or Firefox in case you're using Safari.
Good thought. There we go. There's a question.
Are there reference implementations of the spec, or is it expected that each organization implement their own following the spec? I have more questions based on this answer. My apologies in advance if this is not the right form for my questions. No, it definitely is. I see that the chat here is focused on the standard implementation itself. There is no reference implementation, but I wonder, Arun, if you're aware of our test suite. I think that will be very helpful to you. There are Postman collections that you can download and run against your implementation, and that should make it very clear what's expected. And obviously, there's the spec itself with the API and the Open API spec and all that stuff, but not a reference implementation as such. I would be interested in quick introduction. I know we're taking a lot of time in this. But I'm curious where you guys are coming from and ask these questions. But noting that this takes, does anyone else have elaborations on what I just answered on Arun's question? Okay. Why don't we take one more issue and wait for Arun to follow up on his question, hopefully.
So I read it. It sounds like he's looking for reference implementations of the spec. There is at least this open source API Didactor project, which we used in the beginning, but it's drifted really far out of date at this point. So I think apologies for even sharing it. It's very much out of date. But that has some of the structure, and there's software in the repos for both repos that covers, you know, testing, credential issuance, and that kind of thing. So if you look in the GitHub repositories for each, you should find at least some sample implementation that can be used to validate the basics. And I'll share some links directly to that.
I apologize, Ori, for forgetting about that. All right. Well, Arun, Koran, I'll go and do one more issue. Please don't be shy to keep asking your questions and maybe try another browser. All right, let's look at issue 528. This is from Mahmoud. Current abstract has a number of issues associated to it. Well, this is assigned to Mahmoud. I think I might have closed a few of these. But let's just take a quick look if there are still some more. Let's skim over the... No, we do. We do have some issues. Although it's not... Yeah, no, we still have issues. All right, let's leave that for Mahmoud. All right, Arun, we see you now three times. Are you able to unmute now?
Strange. I don't think there's anything I can do to help you.
You can feel free to continue to ask questions by text and chat, and we'll read them and answer them as we receive them. But yeah, we can't hear you.
No. Well, Arun, try now. I see that you don't have the muted icon now. You have the unmuted icon. Maybe try now. Oh, this is so exciting. We can't wait to hear your voice. But alas, still not there. Let's do one more issue. Please keep trying. Where were we? We were 528, I think.
I think it's 5:30 next. No, it's on that one. Shoot, I lost my sorting here. 5:29, I think it's next. This is our relationship to the DC API.
Yeah, what is our relationship to VC API these days? Profile. Yeah, so Mahmoud is that suggesting wording? No, this will require some more attention from Mahmoud, I think, before we can evaluate this. Right, let's shame him gently. Next on the list is 503. We might make that our last one. Let's see. Arun, you're saying, I did grant permissions. Apparently none of this works. No, sorry about that. Jitsi can be, yeah, a strange partner for sure. I wish there was something we could do to help you. I'm tempted to. Karin, maybe last try. You joined again. Wow. This doesn't really seem to help. I would be happy to, like, if you shoot me an email, maybe we can get in touch and I can help you get up to the beat. Would that work? Feel like it. Here, shoot me an email on this address, and yeah, I'll see what I can do. All right. This was a somewhat different traceability call. Why don't we wrap it up now? Does anyone volunteer to do the meeting minutes, the uploading?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you, Russell. Much appreciated. I will make sure to kick everyone off before we leave. So thanks, everyone, and hope to see you next week. That includes you, Arun, and Karan as well. We can't wait to meet you. So please, please keep trying. See you next week.
Yes, bye, guys. Thanks for hosting.
Or I'm going to kick you. There you go.